Deplorable, certainly, squeaked the Grand Master. But mistake? Your people on Gliptau 4 have been bombarding me with pleas for negotiation since 2 hours after the sacrilegious wretch was seized. I have been warned by them of your own coming many times over. It seems a well-organized rescue campaign. Much seems to have been anticipated, a little too much for mistakes, deplorable or otherwise. The Asconian's black eyes were scornful. He raced on, and are you traitors, flitting from world to world like mad little butterflies, so mad in your own right that you can land on Ascone's largest world, in the center of its system, and consider it an unwitting boundary mix-up? Come, surely not. Ponyitz winced without showing it. He said doggedly, if the attempt to trade was deliberate, your veneration, it was most injudicious and contrary to the strictest regulations of our guild. Injudicious, yes, said the Asconian curtly. So much so that your comrade is likely to lose life in payment. Ponyitz's stomach knotted. There was no irresolution there. He said, death, your veneration, is so absolute and irrevocable a phenomenon that certainly there must be some alternative. There was a pause before the guarded answer came. I have heard that the Foundation is rich. Rich? Certainly. But our riches are that which you refuse to take. Our atomic goods are worth... Your goods are worthless in that they lack the ancestral blessing. Your goods are wicked and accursed in that they lie under the ancestral interdict. The sentences were intoned, the recitation of a formula. The Grand Master's eyelids dropped, and he said with meaning, "You have nothing else of value?" The meaning was lost on the trader. "I don't understand. What is it you want?" The Asconian's hands spread apart. "You ask me to trade places with you and make known to you my wants." "I think not. Your colleague, it seems, must suffer the punishment set for sacrilege by the Asconian code. Death by gas. We are a just people. The poorest peasant, in like case, would suffer no more. I myself would suffer no less." Ponyitz mumbled hopelessly, "Your veneration, would it be permitted that I speak to the prisoner?" "Asconian law," said the Grand Master coldly, "allows no communication with a condemned man." Mentally, Ponyitz held his breath. "Your veneration, I ask you to be merciful towards a man's soul in the hour when his body stands forfeit. He has been separated from spiritual consolation in all the time that his life has been in danger. Even now he faces the prospect of going unprepared to the bosom of the spirit that rules all." The Grand Master said slowly and suspiciously, "You are a tender of the soul?" Ponyitz dropped a humble head. "I have been so trained. In the empty expanses of space, the wandering traders need men like myself to care for the spiritual side of a life so given over to commerce and worldly pursuits." The Asconian ruler sucked thoughtfully at his lower lip. "Every man should prepare his soul for his journey to his ancestral spirits. Yet I had never thought you traders to be believers."